Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
There's a lot of debate these days about the place Christmas should occupy in American culture. Some argue that we need to put Christ back into the holiday. We need to get back to the good old days, they say, before commercialism and raucous parties took over. The funny thing is, Christmas in early Utah, for both Mormons and non-Mormons alike, was a loud, sometimes disorderly affair, dominated by gifts, parties, and yes, even Santa Claus. To be fair, Christmas in 1847, the year the Mormon pioneers entered the Salt Lake Valley, was celebrated just like any other day. Most people worked that first Christmas, if only because they needed to make sure they could survive the winter. Over the next couple of decades, however, parties, dances, and carolers became the Christmas norm in Utah. One year, Brigham Young had more than 100 people over to his home for food and entertainment. Another year, a brass band marched around Salt Lake, serenading citizens in their homes. One observer even thought the holiday sounded like the 4th of July, with the sounds of gunfire and games echoing through the city's streets. Interestingly, the Mormon celebration of Christmas looked very similar to the non-Mormon version of the same holiday. Perhaps the only difference was the lack of alcohol among the Latter-day Saints. For instance, when miners from Ophir and Tooele County got together for a rousing party on Christmas in 1871, whiskey greased the wheels of conviviality. But it appears that even some Mormons had a sip or two of alcohol to ring in the season, causing LDS leaders to admonish them not to get too carried away. By the 1860s, Santa Claus had appeared on the scene and assumed quasi-religious significance in Utah's LDS community, with children admitting that they were thankful he heard their prayers and stopped by their homes on Christmas Eve. Mormon apostle Anthony Ivins even decided to hand out miniature Noah's Arks to local children, with chocolate Santas steering the boats.
For KCPW's BeHype Archive, a joint effort of the Utah Humanities Council and the City Library, I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.